USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is scheduled to visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday amidst mounting criticism of his immigration policy. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters the president intends to encourage Republicans to reconsider a border deal that was brokered by a bipartisan group of senators.
Stop to play politics and to provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers, fentanyl detection technology, and more.
The agreement collapsed earlier this month following staunch opposition from Republicans who argued that it lacked sufficient measures to stem the tide of illegal immigration. Authorities say the individual accused in the killing of a University of Georgia student is an illegal immigrant with a prior criminal record. Jose Ibarra was apprehended in connection with the homicide of 22-year-old Lakin Riley, whose remains were found last week in a wooded area near the university. Former President Trump is seeking to overturn his $454 million civil fraud verdict in New York. His legal team submitted a notice of appeal Monday, pointing to alleged judicial errors. The appeal disputes the ruling that Trump misrepresented his wealth to advance his real estate interests. The 2024 presidential contest makes its way to Michigan on Tuesday, following Donald Trump's decisive victory over Nikki Haley in her native South Carolina last Saturday, effectively securing the Republican nomination for president. While Trump is anticipated to secure Michigan, Haley remains committed to the race, saying a majority of Americans disapprove of both Trump and President Biden. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centered on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. The companies contend any regulation targeting them infringe upon their First Amendment freedom of speech. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
The Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit seeking to halt the merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC contends that the proposed merger, which would constitute the largest consolidation in U.S. supermarket history, could lead to increased consumer prices. Initially announced in 2022, the merger aimed to unite the 5th and 10th largest retailers in the nation. Some politicos want him to step up and potentially challenge for the Democratic presidential nomination, but California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's all in for a second Biden term in the White House. Ryan Daniels has more.
He says the economy has weathered historic inflation because paychecks have continued to roll for millions of Americans.
What he's done in 3 years has been a masterclass, close to 15 million jobs. That's eight times more than the last three Republican presidents combined.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Newsom said he felt confident Biden would come out on top in the 2024 election. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign continues to push messages about the U.S. economy and how it was humming under his administration prior to the COVID-19 pandemic.
A significant weather system is moving across the United States. Snowfall expected in the Mountain West while the plains face the risk of fires. Additionally, the Midwest may experience thunderstorms. This marks the onset of the first of two storm systems that are expected to affect the country in the coming week. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.